Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting. Okay. Hey, everybody. Let's see if that works. That's not working. Hi, this is Carol. You're with the Whole Scoop Radio. Welcome. And we are, of course, live tonight. As if you can't tell, we didn't do the intro. I don't know what happened there. It's just gone. So that nice little jingle we had, don't know what happened. Anyway, you were supposed to hear that. But we are a health and wellness radio show where our guests are always highly credentialed in their fields. And the purpose of this program is to provide you, the listener, information on health and wellness in order to make good, solid, informed decisions. I am your host, Carol Ferraci, a registered licensed dietitian who's been practicing for over 30 years. And you will find me at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. So, as I said, I provide you with highly qualified guests. Tonight's show is no exception. We are doing a show tonight called the Health and Energy Connection. So I'm going to go ahead and remind you, as I normally do, that while everybody is highly credentialed on the topics that we discuss, it's recommended that you seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. The call-in number is 347-855-8894. Again, 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to www.blogtalkradio.com/the whole scoop. Ask to be invited on that page, and we're happy to accept. We're looking forward to your comments. Please go ahead and ask questions. And if tonight's any indication with the intro music not coming on, we will be taking calls later on in the show. I'll be calling out the last four digits of your telephone number. If for whatever reason somebody is experiencing difficulty with that, use the Facebook page. Again, that's the www.blogtalkradio.com/the whole scoop on Facebook, and get us your questions there. So if this is one of those nights where we might have a little technical difficulty, at least we know how to counteract it now. So we're good. So again, we'll be calling out. We'll be doing questions a little bit later on in the show. And if you are going to ask questions, remember to press the number one to become part of the queue so that I know that you're asking for questions. So all that being said, let's just move right on. Again, it's the health and energy connection. What does it mean? We're going to talk to two fabulous people tonight. You know these people. They've been with our show a couple of times. They've done fabulous work. And this is actually a follow-up show to the show we did last with them. They're both fabulous massage therapists. Tonight, we're going to kind of put them in a different light. We're going to put them in an energy coach light versus a massage therapist, and they're going to be kind of jacks of all trades to the health and energy connection. So we're going to talk about a lot of things. So if you don't remember who they are, I'm going to tell you. Joanne Ficchini, she is a licensed massage therapist. She founded her own massage business in Central Florida in 1989. She's completed many advanced programs in the area of massage therapy. Her mission is to assist her patients with their healing and maintenance processes while striving to meet their ever-changing needs by continuing to enhance her skills with advanced training. Her certifications include structural energetic therapy, a core 10 section session structural integration, lymphatic drainage, pre-post operative massage, sports massage, pre-post advanced sports massage, oncology recovery massage, pre- and postnatal massage, medical massage, cranial sacral therapy. Her awards and achievements are the National Humanitarian Award, the Humanitarian Award for the State of Florida, the Disney's Teacherific Award for Hands for Life, Disney's Teacherific Award for Baby Bonding, and Advanced Sports Massage Therapist for the British Olympic Team. So that's Joanne. You can find her at www.healingalternatives.com. Joining her is Paul Pock. Now, you might remember Paul. He was one of our very first guests on the show when we started. He was on with someone else. He talked about back pain and alternatives to that. He's since joined us as with Joanne as a massage therapist. He's just a fabulous guest, a fabulous person. Let me tell you about him. He's the guy, if you remember, if you've been following us, you'll remember that he, out of frustration and attempting to treat clients in pain, developed the technique of cranial unwinding, which has become a widely accepted practice among massage therapists specializing in pain management. He's well known and respected. He teaches seminars and workshops throughout the U.S. and Canada and shares the cranial unwinding technique with fellow therapists. He's a certified core structural integrative therapist and somatic educator and chair mentor to the Board of Massage. And you'll find him at www.cranialunwinding.com. And so with all that being said, I'm going to give you the phone number one more time, and then I'm going to bring him on, 347-855-8894, and let's say hello to Joanne and Paul. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice for you to be here. I'm so excited. This is going to be fabulous. We're going to have a great time tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Great.
Hey, you need to add another certification for me.
Actually, yeah.
I have since become a certified heart math trainer. And
oh, awesome.
Heart math is an amazing technology developed, you know, out of. Anyway, it's about monitoring the heart and looking at the energetics of the heart and living a heart-centered life, but teaching yourself to live in that place of joy and connectedness. And it's not like a mystery. You know, it's a very real signal. It's a very real energetic field that can be measured. So I'm excited about tonight, you know, because this, we can change the world. We just got to change our minds.
Very cool. That's so cool. I want to talk more about that because that fits right in line with what we're about to talk about tonight. What I want to do, the health and energy connection, I want to kind of start basic and just for those that are listening that might be tuning in because they're interested in the topic and they're not really sure what it means or what it is or why they should listen to it. I just kind of want to give a basic overview as to what it is. And I know that, you know, we've all talked about this, but I think, Joanne, you sum it up real well when you have a very simple explanation that I think everyone can relate to. So would you mind sharing that?
Well, when I first got into massage therapy, I didn't really understand about energy and how people throw off, you know, positive vibes or negative vibes, and how that all relates to us in our pain or in our grief or in things that are going on in our lives. And so in reading and doing classes, learning more about energy and energy all around us and in the world and the plants and our food, I started realizing that it had a lot of benefit in helping with the practice of massage therapy. So when I work with my patients, I always try to make sure that I come from my positive side of me. So whenever I go in with a patient, you know, I make sure that I leave everything behind that's going on with me or with my day, and it's all about them in that room. So I help people understand that when they're in pain, their energy levels are off, and that can look like their breath is more shallow, their pain is really direct in certain areas, their brain is foggy, they're cold or they're really hot in spots. And so some of the ways that as therapists that we work with this with our patients would sometimes be through breath or through our touch and then through a calming voice or using magnets or stretching them and things along that line.
Well, absolutely, I want to talk about that, but I kind of want to just define what energy is. And you are always very good. And in full disclosure, guys, I know these two people pretty well, and so I guess we're not connecting tonight. So I use that. What I'm saying is you have this nice little thing where you put it all in a nice little package and you say, remember when you meet somebody for the first time and how that feels? Can you kind of go through that first? Because that
sure.
kind of gives everybody a basic understanding of what we're talking about.
Okay. So how I explain it when I'm working with a patient and everything is I'll tell them that when you're with somebody, you have an immediate understanding of a good feeling or a bad feeling about them. You don't even know this person. You come up to them, and you all of a sudden take a step back, and you're like, I don't know what it is. My guard is up. There's something about them that I'm not feeling good about. And so you kind of come to them more on the defensive side. That's energy that they're picking up on that's giving them a radar of danger, danger, or check this out or see what's going on before you go any further. And then there are other times when you meet somebody and they're like the most loveliest person and you talk to them like they've been a long-lost friend and you can't believe that. How could this person you've just met, you feel so comfortable and you can open up so well to? And so
okay.
that's how I kind of explain energy from the start.
And that's what I'm talking about in terms of the basics. And Paul, when I know that when your work, because I and again, in full disclosure, I've been a client of both of these guys, and they're both fabulous. But I know that Paul, when you're working with people, you have a way of. Well, let me just back up for a minute. When Joanne is working with someone, her hands go directly to the part of the body that is like screaming out, and I know that from firsthand experience. And Paul, you have a way of actually getting to that person right from the get-go, but you do it in a more subtle approach, and you do it in a more overall energetic kind of thing where you kind of hone over someone and look at where they are, and you can go right to that place as well. And those are two totally different kinds of things, but we're talking about the same premise of energy and how people connect to each other. And it's not just people, it's all beings. So you mentioned earlier, Joanne, the trees. Paul, you're talking about the heart. And there's all kinds of research about heart and energy and how our heart is actually that what Joanne just described actually emulates from the heart. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Heart's a very sensitive organ. You know, throughout history, is follow your heart. Let your heart know. Let your heart decide. You know, and in Chinese medicine, Oriental medicine, the heart is the ruler of the brain. In our culture, however, we've let the brain take over, and the consequences are dire. I mean, you know, you know those people that live in their heads, and they're not heart-centered, and they're not connected to the world. They live in these worlds that are unconnected and not really basically fulfilled at all. So living from your heart is the way to live a fulfilled, happy, and healthy life.
So, but I think... Remember what we got to go back to the health issue of the person, and you just said it, the way to live a happy life is also a way to live a healthy life. So if I take what you guys are saying, and both of you, and I'm a person and I'm a patient, and I come into you and I'm in pain, or I don't come to you and I go to a healthcare practitioner of any kind, or I see someone on the street and that person just happens to connect with me and makes me feel better, how powerful is that in terms of how can I as a person learn to understand what that is, recognize it when it happens, and not necessarily control it, but be able to shape it so that it's in my best interest in for both health and wellness. Who wants to take that one?
I can do it, or Joanne, you can go first because we both got some really good stuff here.
Yeah, Paul, you can go ahead.
Well, you know, from the heart math perspective, when you're working with heart math, what you do is you're looking for coherence, and a coherent heart is a strong heart and a healthy heart. When your heart is coherent, it's sending messages to your brain that all is well with the world and that life is good and you're happy and you're producing all these happy hormones, DHEA and all of this. And not only that, they've developed machines, believe it or not, that can measure your heart from over 10 feet away. And not only can they measure your heart from over 10 feet away, because it is the most massive field, energetic field of the body, they can tell you what kind of mood you're in by the way that your heart is beating. And it's pretty amazing. So basically, we're all walking radio stations, and we're always broadcasting where we're at. And you can feel it, like when you really think, I walked in the room, and you could cut that tension with a knife, or, oh, that energy was so strong, I could. And we've all felt it. And it's a very real thing. And it has really very real consequences to your health. If you're not happy, you're not healthy. And, producing cortisol, you become there's a tremendous amount of statistics about you become more susceptible to cancers and diseases, all-cause mortality is what they talk about. And when you have a coherent heart, a heart that is beating coherently and happily, then, you're much healthier. They HeartMath, they work with, a lot of first responders, Navy SEALs, special forces on teaching them how to prevent PTSD. And then they work with a lot of nurses and hospitals on how to, center yourself. And because they have so much stress going on in their life, if they take that on, well, they take it on, and it's not going to be fun. The short answer is one of the best ways to be healthy is to be happy, is to choose something different. Like, you can find yourself really focusing on a negative thing to shift that, and to breathe through and to listen to your heart about, what's the kind way of handling this? What's the best way of handling this? And you'll find that you have amazing benefits in your life. And by the way, you change your broadcast, what you're broadcasting, so you'll attract different things. Mm-hmm. If you put on a rock station, you get rock. If you put on easy listening, that's what you get. And so you got to decide what you want to broadcast, because that's what you're going to receive. And that's just the way it works.
As a person, I'm broadcasting what I'm putting out there is what I'm broadcasting. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And it's like, I've never experienced this because, I'm not a woman, but when you have a bunch of people women who work together, all of a sudden they start having the menstrual cycles together. And you guys, you're aware of it. And I'm sure more than me, I can only tell about it. And it's not like you say, hey, let's all get together and do this together. It's like, no, because we're designed.
You're doing a real good job, Paul. Keep going.
We're designed to be integrative, okay? We are pack animals. We need each other to heal whenever two or more of you are gathered. And they've also done studies where, if you have someone who has a coherent heart, or they're centered, it's what we call that. There's many traditions about this. This is many traditions. Someone who is centered, that centeredness will calm other people energetically, and they can do studies of people who don't know that there's other people that are centered, or there's one person that is, and they just kind of measure their heart. And what happens is they begin to beat in sync with the heart that is the most coherent. It's like when they have clocks. Okay, and the clocks, they'll start the grandfather clocks with the swinging arm, and they can see them at all different times. Then they'll leave and come back, the next day, and they're all swinging at the same time, and that's harmonic vibrations that we will do that too. And so when I work, and I know when Joanne works, like when she was saying, she comes in positive, that I come in very positive too, because that's where the healing lies, and that's where, we can be the most help, is that we're the anchors for people. I am the anchor. I'm the anchor of good news. I'm the anchor of hope. I am the anchor of, health. And I live a healthy life. And I really try to be that guy, that is that energetic field where you can heal. And it's not that I'm, you know, in perfect or anything like that. It's just that, you know, I'm willing to heal through things and feel through things. And that's how we all move forward.
Okay.
Joanne,
your take on that?
Well, I understand what Paul's saying with that and everything too. And one of my examples that I help my patients understand is when they come in pain, a lot of times when they talk about their pain and when they stay in their pain, they attract a lot of people that are in pain too. So it kind of gets this whole group together where this one's got this pain, that one's got that pain, and they're talking more about their pills and their pain than they are about their wellness and their health and them trying to get better. So, you know, we try to put them in groups where they're teaming up with people that are coming more from the positive and from an energy that is in healing and in health and in, books and, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to ask a question, but I'll hold it. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that that way they can team up where they're coming more from the positive and trying to stay out of this, the whole pain side of it or their whole depression side of it, because they'll attract a lot of that around them if they unconsciously keeping themselves in those slumps. And that's why, like in our office, the Healing Alternative is that we have everybody around in the team that is there to support and to lift and come from that positive side and the energy in the places, you know, not doom and despair.
Which is different than what traditional healthcare does, because we compartmentalize things in traditional healthcare. We see a heart doctor for the heart. We see a kidney doc for the kidney. We see, an orthopod for a broken leg or something. And no one's really taking into consideration the whole of the person. So if I'm listening to you guys, I'm hearing, if I use your words, I'm going to interject a word of my own. If I am what I'm broadcasting, and if the key to health is happiness and contentment, then does that mean that I as a person, or anyone as a person, or a living being has the power, and that's my word, has the power to direct connect, if you will, through this energetic field, a way to heal myself? So if I'm listening to you, Joanne, you're putting people in groups to lift them up. You're utilizing that energetic field through other people just to allow the people in pain to understand and feel that there's a different way. So if we would take that concept and we would say, if you're in a room full of negative people, how do you feel? I mean, I'm getting basic again. If you're in a room full of happy people, how do you feel? They say that laughter is contagious. That's energy. So I really want to kind of make that point tonight, in that energy does direct how we are as people. So if everyone listening would think about what ails them and what they're feeling and what they're projecting, is it just what they're feeling? Is it what they're saying? Is it what they're hearing? Is it a combination of our environments? What is it, guys?
It's all of it.
Yeah, yes is the answer. You know, I've had a number of...
Go ahead.
No.
Joanne, go ahead.
All right. Ladies,
I was just going to say that I was just saying that yes, it's all of it, because it's like and the thing is a lot of times they just don't have the tools or understand that they do have their own power to heal themselves, or their power to understand how to use their breath, or to use massage therapy, or to take a walk to pump their lymphatic systems, to build up their immune system on their white blood cell counts. And just easy little things like that can totally turn around a whole day for them. And so it's just them understanding and getting educated on all the things that are out there. And the more they understand and the more they read, or the more positive people they're around that are on the the healthy side of healing, then the easier the healing path can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's true. Well, you know, kind of like for me, you know, and in the previous shows I've shared, you know, that I have 6 ruptured discs, and I have a scoliosis in my spine, and I also have a grade 2 spondylolisthesis. And if you looked at my spine with an X-ray or an MRI, you would say, oh, here is a man in pain. And my doctors called me a walking miracle. And first of all, I'm highly blessed and favored. But that's my position. And anybody who knows me knows that I do yoga. I paddleboard every week, miles. I live an extremely active lifestyle. I am not in pain. And I've had challenges. I've been through pain. I've been through a lot of pain, but I'm always determined that I'm going through it. I'm not living in it. And I think that's the one thing. It's just to know. And I've had a number of other health challenges where, you know, I've been, you know, committed to, you know, like you're going to live the life of someone who's had a major heart attack and or blah, blah, blah. You know, they had all these things that they said that this was going to happen to me and, you know, specialist. And it's like, no, I'm going to get a different person, I think. And so I can't emphasize enough that if you're going through something, it's really critical to find those areas of your life. Just the one thing like that you can be grateful for, or the one thing that really is okay. Because if you focus on your problem, then that's what you've got. And if you focus on your health, then that's what you've got. So you focus on what is healthy, and you focus on what you can move through. And it's not that you ignore it. It's just that you know you're moving through it and not staying in it.
I think that what you just said was pretty powerful in itself, in that you know, we're not trying to paint a picture here where, well, everything that you're going through, just put a smile on your face and life will be good. We're not saying that at all. What we're saying is accept only what you want to accept and understand that there are ways and avenues to redirect from where you are. And Paul, you're a perfect example of that, in that you were told all kinds of things, and you can go back to the old adage of the power of suggestion. And when your doctor is telling you you're going to live the life of someone with a massive heart attack, then, you know, you have a tendency to get quite depressed real easily, real fast, and for a long time, because your doctor's told you that.
Yeah.
But you chose a different route. You chose, no, I don't really like that response. That doesn't really work for me. I'm going to find someone else who maybe gives me the same message but a different way, in terms of giving me some positive area that I can focus on and build myself back up. And I'm sure that you didn't take on the whole thing at that point in time. You took bit by bit to find what you could be grateful for and use it as a building block, and then eventually got yourself to the point where you're doing yoga every day, you're paddleboarding, you're not living in pain, you're not doing anything that anybody told you you would be. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, so
okay.
Correct.
And that is the health and energy connection.
Yeah, you bet, because it's all energetics, you know, every bit of it. And you're going to go through things, and they're going to be hard. I'm not saying that I was never discouraged. I was. But it's kind of like,
right,
you know, I can't live there. You know, it's like, don't live there. Just know that you are destined for greater things, and that you're destined for health and happiness. But not if you don't go on the road towards them. You know, you got to just say, okay, it's tough right now, but I'm moving through it. I ain't staying in it.
So there's like all kinds of adages here, you know, the power of suggestion, one foot in front of the other, one leg at a time, all of that stuff. But they're all meant for the same message. You're in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge. And I think, you know, energetically, I think the one thing, like, you know, that you can say about Joanne or I is that when you come in to see us, we're not, you know, Debbie Downers. We're not those people that are just like, let me tell you about my problems, you know. And we're both committed to moving through stuff. It's not that we don't go through stuff, but we go through it. We don't wallow in it. And that's a real thing. And I want to make sure that we really, Carol, talk about energy, because that's something that, you know, that I know Joanne and I both use in our practice every day with tremendous results. So
I want to talk about that. I want to know if Joanne has something to add to what we're talking about. Then I'm going to take a very short break here and tell people what we're doing, and then we'll come back and talk about energy, okay?
So one of the things that came up for me while we were talking here is that I was thinking about, I don't remember the name of the book that was put out on the water, the molecules of the water, where they split and froze them. And they had people that, they put this up in New York in the subways, the results from this study. And they had a group that thought thoughts with the water in front of them about war and about disease and about death. And they froze those water molecules, and they sliced them, and they put them on slides, and they took pictures of them. And then they had a group that did prayer, did positive suggestion, did happy things that have happened in their lives, marriage, babies, things along that line. They froze those waters, sliced them, put them under a microscope, and took pictures of them. And the ones that were negative, they blew them up to, like, huge sizes, and they put them up in the subway. And it showed the negative ones were all, like, fragmented and sharp edges and really jagged and not in formation in any way. And then the positive ones that were frozen, the slices, they were actually beautiful snowflake and soft corners and rounded edges and lots of formation to them and everything like that. And if that isn't powerful, where in water, just thinking of your water and thinking something positive before you even drink your water, I mean, what isn't?
Well, yeah, I think that was Dr. Emoto's study. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul. I was just going to give the spelling of the name, but go ahead.
No, give the spelling. It's important.
If anybody wants to know more about that, that's Dr. Masaru Emoto, and that's Masaru Emoto. I don't believe he's with us anymore. I think he passed, but I know someone that actually worked on a study with him, and he was just fabulous. That's real important, Emoto, if you want to know more about that, because it's I'm glad you brought that up, Joanne, because that is exactly the connection we're talking about, in that we connect to all living things or all things in this environment. And people don't realize that, and we have an impact on everything that we do. So thank you for bringing that up. So I'm sorry, Paul, I cut you off there. Go ahead.
No, you didn't. This is such an exciting field, and, you know, we have so much control over it, but we're basically bags of water walking around. You know, if you dehydrate us, there's very little of us left, you know, like 90% of us, you know, or just water. And so it's not just, by the way, it's not like these isolated crystals, like these isolated crystals are this way in the water. You're that way, you know.
Right.
When you have negative thoughts, your heart beats irregularly. It beats in a non-coherent fashion, and that your heart tells your brain how things are in the world, and that's our energetic field, and that energetic field affects every single thing, even the water, the trees, the animals, all of that. Our food,
right? It really.
And,
I mean, it sounds like a foreign concept, but when you know, Joanne, I think you just tied it up. I think that just giving that example alone kind of teaches people. And if you're like hearing this for the first time, and and you're in awe, let us know, okay? Because I think we've hit on it. I think that is the connection, that we have the power to broadcast exactly what we want to have happen. So if we're out there broadcasting that we want life to be bad and we want our health to be bad, then it's going to be bad. And there's studies, too, that show that anger in itself compounds, long-term anger will produce cancer in the body. Not that that's the number one reason that cancer occurs, but there are studies to correlate anger with cancer, that our pH system in our bodies change and become more acidic for the cancers to grow. So it's a fascinating area. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break, let everybody know. Give me a second here. I want to see if this thing's working. Still not working. Okay, we still don't have a little jingle. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, you're listening to the Whole Scoop Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Carol Ferraci, your host, registered licensed dietitian with Naturally Nutrition. You can find me at naturallynutritioninc.com. We're talking tonight about health and the energy connection with Joanne Ficani and Paul Pock. Joanne, you can find it at healingalternatives.com, and Paul, you'll find it at cranialunwinding.com. And the number to call in is 347-855-8894. And if you want to ask a question, remember to press the number 1 to get in the queue. I think we have some people on the blog that are listening, but no one's asking questions yet. I'm thinking that they're probably in awe of what we're talking about. So if that's the case, let me know. So anyway, let's get back to I want to talk about energy some more. Paul, why don't you go ahead? Let us tell us what you want to talk about with energy. Let's start there.
Well, you know, when someone comes to see me, the first thing I do, is I stick my fingers in their ears, and inside the cranium is mainly water, with filler fluids in it. But and I measure. I do all sorts of measurements. I'm looking at the relationship with the ears, the occiput, all of these, because any distortions that are there are measured throughout the whole body. I mean, they're just reflected because of your spine and the spinal cord and blah, blah, blah. There's just, it's not like really complicated when you really think about it. The body's designed to protect the central nervous system because it's soft, spongy, gooey stuff. And just using energy, will completely shift and reorganize the body. And it's not a story. It's not like you have to believe. It doesn't matter. I was working on this one fellow who was a German. He was a German, former German fighter pilot. He was the vice president of an airline. And his job was to be the tough guy, the guy that, negotiated things and got things done. And, he wasn't a particularly nice man, but he was a very direct man. And he comes in, and I look at his ears, and I say, "Oh, you were a forceps deliver." He goes, "How do you know this?" And I was looking at his head, saying, "Well, and I explained, you've got these distortions." And then I pointed out this pelvis. The left side of his ilium was underneath his 12th rib. I mean, it was so askew. It was probably about 6 inches higher than the right side. And I explained this to him, and he goes, "Oh, well, this is a scoliosis, and there's nothing you can do for this." And I said, "Well, how about I fix it today?" And he goes, no, it takes surgery, And I'm like, "Okay, well, just give me a shot." So I'm working on him. I'm doing my energy work. And immediately he starts, "What are you doing? It feels like you're doing nothing." And so I explain, there's all these studies, and I was telling about the Dr. Zimmerman study, who's a researcher out of the University of Colorado, and he researches biomagnetic fields but we produce, and how the hands have all this energy in them, and they've a little place like MIT and a bunch of other, this is all common science now, but how this organized will help organize, reorganize, your body, and it stimulates the body to find that place of balance. And so, he's like, "Whatever." He doesn't really want to listen to me. And when he stands up, for the first time since he was born, his hips were level and his ears were on straight, and most of his pain is gone, and he is extremely confused at this point, because here it is, I did nothing, but I've done the most powerful thing that's happened to him since he was born, and completely reorganizing the system. And, you know, so it's not like, you know, he had to believe or that he even had to care or even he had to think like this is real or not real. It's irrelevant. Energy is a very real and powerful thing. And what Joanne and I do is we use that energy to help people heal and to put them in a place, you know, we don't do the work. We put them on the path for healing. And that's what I say. Look, all I've done is said you were in the woods. And now I just have given your body a place where it can go, okay, this is the way out. And then we'll just keep working on walking out of this. And, you know,
and I want to be clear here, Paul. You did that through your own energy to his, correct?
Well, you know, I my energy, the universal energy, I mean, the whole planet is this huge, massive energetic field. And,
right, but you facilitated what he needed to zero in on where he needed it, right?
Well, I don't even bother with that. I facilitate. What I do is I come in and I know that there are very specific things that take place physiologically when I touch somebody, and the cranial bones move in a very physiological, very predictable pattern. There is an efficient way and an inefficient way, and I want efficiency. And I know that the body knows the path, and my job is just to come dance with it and have it find that path. You know, it's like I don't know what that is for them, but your body does. I don't have to worry about that. That's its job, and it does it way more brilliant than I could ever possibly even imagine. So I'm a facilitator, and I'm an energetic space for healing to take place. And that's all that Joanne and I can really do is we're that energetic space for healing to take place. That kind of rhymes, doesn't it?
Kind of.
If we get, Carol, if we get into our egos and we say we're gonna heal this, or, oh, you have pain here, so I'm going to go here and I'm going to energetically change this, then that's us getting our egos in the middle of it. There might be something else that's in front of that that really needs to be cleared that they don't even consciously maybe not even know about. And once that's clear, all of a sudden everything just blocks together and the structure aligns, or it releases a pattern, or it gives them more breath, and then all of a sudden they're able to stand taller or have less pain or whatever it is. We're just there to facilitate whatever is that there is something going on, and we're just helping them to be clear and have a better energy state to be able to deal with this.
Yes.
And
so that's all we do. We're facilitators. And the body, you know, it's like when you're using energy, the body knows how far to take it. You know, when you're using force, sometimes, you know, and Joe and I have both experienced it, where maybe we use just a little bit too much, you know, but you're not going to do that energetically, you know? And so it's, you know, it's,
well, I guess what I'm trying to do here, guys, is I'm zeroing in on the person that's hearing this for the first time and really trying to understand, help them understand it. So, if my words, you know, my words are not meant to say to you guys, oh, this is what you do. I'm just trying to give a visual to somebody. Like, for instance, yes, Paul, you know, what you do and what you just did with that particular client, I know that, Joanne, you've had you have the same kinds of scenarios that have happened. But what people don't realize is that when they're on your, let's say, your tables, or they're working with me, just I don't even touch anybody as a practitioner, there's an energetic field that crosses between us as well. Let me use another word. I'm going to throw another word because we've got a couple of words here that we're using. We're broadcasting. We're using power. Let's throw intuition out. You know, when everybody says, oh, hey, I have that intuition or that's absolutely true. Everybody has it, right? What's that?
Gut feeling. Like a gut feeling. And,
yeah. Right. That gut feeling, that whole thing. When that happens, I mean, I deal a lot like that with my clients because I'm connecting with them energetically to understand what I need to do professionally with them. And they're connecting with me because when I'm asking them questions and it's directed at them for what they're feeling, they're like, where did you come up with that? Well, I came up with it from you because I'm picking it up from you. I'm looking at how you look. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm hearing some of the things that you're saying by virtue of how you're feeling. So I'm putting that picture together, and I'm relating to what you're doing. And that's more of an energetic field based on and pulling from knowledge that I have, just like you guys, in that you may be touching someone, and you may be seeing that, or you may be feeling where to go and what to do. But the same principle holds true in that you are connecting with that person. And we just went through the Dr. Emoto thing where, you know, we connect as a life form. And I think that's the best word to use, as a life form. All life forms connect environmentally, and we influence each other. So what is around us influences our own perspectives. Would you guys not agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you can even see it in the... Go ahead. Sorry, Paul.
No, please.
No, I was just going to say, you can even see it in, say, the schools or in the jails when they pick colors, particular colors to have in a room to keep inmates from fighting or for students to be able to learn. Or in advertisement, how they have it down specifically to create where people will be hungry or want their things. And that's all done through them knowing how to stimulate the energy of them wanting something or needing some feeling that they need that thing or to calm their energy down or to bring that education on for that child.
Well, and I'm gonna throw this out, and I don't usually throw out my own examples, but because this show is so different, Joanne, you helped me out a few years back when I was a nursing home administrator, and mm-hmm. I had a situation where I had a bunch of people with dementia. I had a bunch of people that were all over the place with behaviors, and we were having trouble with trying to calm them down and keep them going. So I converted a room, and I utilized color therapy, music therapy,
sound,
right. And thank you. And within a day, literally a day, we had what we used to call our most out there behaviors of people that were just kind of doing whatever they were. They were like bouncing. I don't want to say they were bouncing off the walls, but it was kind of like that in that they were just, they didn't know where they were, what they were doing, anything. They just knew it wasn't right and they didn't feel right about it. And once I converted that room, I changed the furniture, I changed the color, and the colors that I used were specific for healing and calming, and they were colors that you wouldn't expect. They were orange and purple together. And just pulling that together, we also used water as well. And that was amazing in that just the environment alone just calmed that right down energetically.
Yep.
Yeah. What's amazing, and I don't know if can I hog some time a little bit?
Sure.
I want to tell you a story about Dr. Zimmerman. Dr. Zimmerman is an MD researcher out of the University of Colorado. He's since retired, but in the 90s, he's one of the guys that was instrumental in developing the EKG, the EEG, all the things that we use to measure the electro or biomagnetic energy of the heart and the brain. And he's one of the ones that helped develop all this. So it's not like I'm talking about some new age, let's all think good. You know, it's very real hard science. And so is the heart math. So this is not, I want the viewers to know, or the listeners to know, that, you know, we're talking about a very scientific, very measurable thing. But Dr. Zimmerman was the first guy that, in the modern, era, to really look at the energetics of the hands, because prior to World War II, every nurse was taught what's called therapeutic touch. After World War II, medical doctors pretty much took over and said, no, medicine's the way, and this energy stuff is just stupid. So they quit teaching it. But he thought, hey, I have an idea. How about we put someone in a room, a magnetically shielded room, a lead-lined room, and then do, like, you know, the energy work. And he's going to take his machine. It's called a superconducting quantum interference device, or a squid machine. Now, this squid machine is designed to detect very minute biomagnetic fields, like that of the heart or that of the brain. And so he turns the machine on, and he has the woman go into her healing space. And what happens next was absolutely befuddled him, because it was the field from her hands was so massive that he couldn't quantify it. The machine was designed to detect minute fields, but this was a massive field, way beyond the scope of his ability, his machine's ability to measure it. And what happened in this field is it appeared to, and he has to say appeared because he's a scientist, it appeared to scan the body, you know, with all these different frequencies. Now, they know a lot of the frequencies that simulate muscle growth, ligament growth, skin, whatever else. Whenever you're injured, you have what's called the current of injury, and that's current. It's a very specific energetic field is passed on the perineural nervous system. Peri means around, so it's kind of the sheath around the nerve. So this energetic field emanates, and it stimulates the cells to regenerate. Well, that was one of the main parts of the energetics from her hand. Now, it wasn't just like this one guy found it and no one's ever been able to find it. His research was later confirmed at a little place called MIT. We've all heard of it. And several other places, Europe and Japan, this study was repeated. Now, what is interesting is it didn't matter what your tradition was, whether you were a Christian, whether you were a Buddhist, whether you were, you know, a witch doctor, whether you were, you know, a scientist, you know, what was happened is that this is what came out of people who practice energy works. That's what came out of their hands, was this biomagnetic field that's designed to heal. So it's a cross-cultural thing. There are traditions that don't believe even what the other tradition believes, and this is how they do it. But it is an energetic field that we all have. We all have the ability to heal, and the more you use it, it's just like, you know, being a musician or being an athlete. The more you use it, the more you have facilitated that particular pathway. And, you know, so it is a very real thing. And,
right.
You know, Joanne and I don't question it anymore. This isn't I wonder. It's like, no, this is what we do. And,
right.
You know, we're very clear about how we do it and why we do it and the effects of what happens. And we see it every day. If we don't produce a result, you know, people quit coming to us and then we don't get paid. So it's, you know, it's a very real thing. And in your own system, energy is a real thing. And what you broadcast is. So I try to be very careful about what it is I'm broadcasting. Like, let me broadcast that.
We got time for about one question, and then we're going to wrap up so that we can kind of let people, you know, kind of sit with this for a little bit, and I'd love to hear your comments on this show. Give us some comments. Let us know what you think. Guys, I am booking for 2017. Love to have you back and extend this show a little bit. I think we have a lot more to talk about. What do you think?
Me, I'll try not to hog so much. Thanks, Joanne.
You're not. It's all great. Joanne, you want to throw anything on what Paul just said, or you want to take the question?
I can take the question. I think he answered that pretty fully.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go caller 205.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
Yes. I was wondering, as a prospective client, how do you know that you need to be centered or that you would benefit from this energy healing? Do you mostly have people come in just for massages and you end up bringing them into this energy healing place, or do you specifically just work for the energy healing for a session?
Well, when I work, it definitely comes from me working with them of what they're talking about. So if they're talking about that they're very scatterbrained, they're not sleeping very well, when they exercise they're out of a lot of breath, then I will help them to understand and help them, teaching them on how to center themselves, how to ground themselves, and or to pull energy from their center, so say from chakras or things along this line, if they need to be balanced. So it depends on what's going on with them and where they are as how I would work with it. But it does, because I am a licensed massage therapist, usually my work does entail with touch also. So it would be usually probably part of a massage, but I do have people, once they have been a patient of mine, then sometimes they just want energy work. And I will utilize a couple of different techniques with that, and a lot of times I end up touching too.
Well, and I want to add one thing, and that's,
yeah,
I don't, it's a conscious choice for you guys or even for me anymore. It's just a way of life. You just kind of go into this, you look, you feel the energy and you work with it and you go with it. So I don't think it's anything that you consciously just say, oh, I think I'll go with energy on this. Is that, would you guys agree with that?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much kind
of
like this, you know, if you're alive,
it's a part of
you
it.
Have energy. Yeah. And if you're in, and if you're thinking, you have an energetic field, like it or not, believe it or not, that's irrelevant. You know, if, you know, that's, you have an energetic field, and the fact that you, if you're in somebody's field, I try to really, you know, like, I don't even try anymore. I just do it. It's like, my job is to be centered. My job is to be peaceful. My job is to be in that place where someone can heal. And it works out well for me too, by the way, as attributed to, you know, my health.
And I would say as a therapist, one of the things that's really important that we come from, like Paul's saying, us coming from a positive space and everything and always being in that space, you know, present right then, it's what the patient picks up. So if that patient doesn't feel comfortable with that therapist or an energy healer that's working with them, then they need to just move on. They need to go with their gut. They need to know what they're picking up on and know that, you know, that there are other people out there, and whether that's with a doctor or with a therapist or with a massage therapist or an energy healer or even a nutritionist, all those sorts of things. It's like you really have to go with what works for you, and who you connect with is super important. That's the start of it.
Because that is part of it. That's all part of it. In other words, it's like this. When you choose your friends, when you choose your friends, it's because there's an energy connection with that person or those people. The same thing holds true with everybody else in your life. And it doesn't matter if they're healthcare practitioners, physicians, or they are the carpenter that you use in your house. If you don't feel right about the person that's in your life, it doesn't work.
Very clear. Yeah. You know, and, you know, so it's as far as, you know, what we, you know, Joanne and I do, I mean, it's just energy, you know, we're in the field, you're in the field, and there are people who are really, they love when I just do energy work, and that's all they want. I mean, I have other people that are like, you know, that energy thing is really kind of, you know, and I do, you know, a deeper tissue, and I don't care because I know that my energy is my energy. And how I deliver it is just, you know, to me it's just irrelevant as far as, you know, what do I, you know, what vehicle do I use today? Yeah.
Caller, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
that give you a better perspective? I'm just curious, does that give you a better perspective of what this is about?
I think I kind of have a good picture of what they do between the massage and the energy healing. How long does it usually take to do a session with you guys?
I do sessions from half hour to hour and a half. And, you know, it just depends on what someone wants.
Yeah. I always book my first one as a two-hour session. And then from there, I work with them with whether it's monetary for them a problem or how sick they feel they're coming from, that they need more help. Then most of my sessions are hour and a half to 2 hours. But sometimes if the money's an issue for them or the time is an issue, then it'll be an hour or half hour if that's all they can afford or time-wise do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to have to cut it there because we are out of time. So, caller, thank you very much. And everybody else, if you have questions, just shoot them over to the blog, and, you know, I'm sure we'll answer them. And thank you for participating tonight. So what I want to do is I do want to extend the invitation to come back and maybe elongate this. And what I want to do maybe is take a couple of – just do two cases of yours – each, and show how that whole energetic thing evolves to where someone can go. Like, we can use Paul as an example, for instance. But if that's okay with you guys, we'll figure all that out later. I want to tell everybody that our next show is on the 22nd, and I think this title kind of says it. It's going to be Control the Flow and Enjoy the Go. So we're going to be talking about things that most people don't talk about anymore in today's world. We're going to be talking about how we control some of those issues that we don't like to talk about in terms of continency. So we have some really great people coming on. We're going to talk about what you can do to help yourself. That'll be on the 22nd at 7 p.m. We've got some other fabulous shows coming up, real, real interesting. We'll talk about that, but we're out of time. Paul, Joanne, thank you so much. You just always just so full of information, and we could just talk forever. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. It's wonderful being with you.
Thanks so much. And I look forward to the next go around because we got so much to say. Thank you, everybody. Good night, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Night.